Kristen Henning is back to discuss some of the outcomes of the US presidential election and the unpredictability of President Trump, who's promised legal action. He says there were fraudulent votes, but so far produced no evidence. What could happen next for the frazzled voters? Graham Kimlow spoke to Kristen earlier.
Well, our reporter from Minneapolis, Minnesota, Kristen Henning, is back on the line. We spoke to her last week as the election day was winding down in the US. It's been a week now, and obviously we all know that, well, maybe all except one person knows that Joe Biden is the new or the incoming president as of January 20, isn't it, Chris? When's he actually take the official reins?
That's right, January 20th.
Okay. So there's a few interesting dates we want to talk about, but what's the scene at the moment in your city that, of course, was the scene of the Black Lives Matter movement and protests, I guess I could say. Is it all pretty calm there now?
Well, it's a bit odd. It's calm, and it has been calm, but no one feels calm. The stress level through last week was palpable and just exhausting. By Saturday morning, it was about 10:30 in the morning here, Central Time, when it was announced that Biden was the president-elect, in that the media companies were calling it. And, of course, that was a long process of counting that was lengthened this year by the volume of mail-in votes, which was, of course, precipitated by the pandemic. So all of these things fit together. And it should be noted that on top of this being a long, nerve-wracking week, it is also a week in which new records have been set in most states. We're now, with the increase in the coronavirus and in COVID-19, we're seeing a seven-day average is 111,000 new cases a day. It's
wow.
Just it's the highest peak. I mean, it's
okay.
We're in our third peak, and we're going into the fall, and so it's, and there's a new outbreak at the White House apparently too. So.
Oh, okay.
It's all involved. So as of Saturday, the mood was absolutely overwhelming relief, and the joy that you've seen pictured all around the world was felt in virtually every neighborhood.
Yeah.
At the same time, I have to say that it follows rather quickly when in conversation with people how relieved they are, at the same time that there's a certain sadness, I think, in that it's as close as it is, that the awareness of how difficult it's going to be to pull things back together and move forward, it's an enormous bunch of problems that we're facing right now, and that sure came to everybody's awareness this week, if it hadn't before.
Yeah. Now, we've obviously followed it fairly closely here. Our Australian ABC has been broadcasting on one channel almost nonstop about the US, and I think we've got reporters over there, and they have their own news set somewhere, I think maybe with the BBC or something like that. So we've heard a lot of the commentary, and of course there's concern about the way in which the incumbent president, Donald Trump, is reacting to this, and he's not really sort of standing up after the fight and shaking hands and walking away with his head held high. You know, maybe we should just forgive Trump if he doesn't decide to concede. He did explain something I saw, that he finds it very difficult to lose. And,
yes.
you know, and I think that was probably an honest, probably one of the most honest things he's ever said.
That's right.
Because he clearly is a sore loser. So maybe we should just say, well, if that's the way you want to be, that's fair enough. But the moving truck will be there on the appointed day.
On one hand, everyone seems very confident. I think that one of the most hopeful signs throughout last week was hearing the individual poll workers, the people who are in charge of each precinct's counting, and whether they were Republican or Democrat, and in the face of ridicule by our president and threats and crowds outside their doors, to a person, everyone, and I was glued to the TV all week, everyone from big communities and small sat there and said, I can verify that what we're doing is absolutely counting every vote, and this is above reproach. So that was so reassuring. Well, I think 5 out of the 6 presidential elections of the last presidential elections have been a popular vote Democratic win, whether or not that candidate has won.
I think as long as there are politicians who can draw breath, there will be gerrymandering going on.
The counting is the counting, and the votes are the votes, and there is absolutely no evidence of widespread cheating or algorithm messing with or missing ballots. It just isn't there.
But one wonders whether there's really any point. If he knows in his own heart that a lot of these allegations are spurious, he's just going to upset the court that he so carefully curated.
Right. But I'll tell you, if it gets to a really into the courts in that kind of manner in multiple states, the peaceful acceptance of what's going on by the American people would go out the window. I don't think that can happen again.
So you think there's a little bit of volcanic activity bubbling below the surface, do you?
I think everybody's nervous. I know I am, and I will be nervous until... I got nervous again today because there is specifically a trigger that's pulled to start the transition. And in the past, when this has been an immediate, within hours or a day, transition of when the election is called.
Yeah.
So that is decidedly not happening today, even though the election was called now 2 days ago. And this is under what's called the GSA, the General Services Administration. So I'm predicting that they're not going to budge until the Electoral College vote on December 14th. And that's when the representatives, the electorates, actually pass along the votes representing their states. They don't report to any branch of the government. They are just...
separate.
Yeah, they're separate. They're the people. They're the votes of the... well, not of the people, because you can have the Electoral College votes actually technically go counter to the popular vote if someone were to push it.
And has that ever happened? Do you know? Has anyone sort of
deliberately
voted? Maybe they accidentally voted in the wrong queue?
Yeah, I don't think there'd be any accidents like that. But I would have to look. I will do that, and I'll send you a message.
Yeah, I just think that everything Trump's done has been unconventional. He doesn't seem to want to do anything that anyone ever has ever done before. It's as if he's going for a Guinness Book of Records at every turn. And and so one wonders whether he sort of says, well, I'm sorry, I don't accept the Electoral College vote. That's unconstitutional or whatever. And we got a whole bunch of lawyers running down that rabbit hole. Nothing would surprise. Nothing would surprise. He'll obviously have to leave.
Yeah, the other way of thinking is that he'll just drop out. He won't participate in anything. He'll just be, you know, he'll take his ball and go home. He won't even really participate in any of the transition at all. That's all going to have to be done. I don't think he'll even go.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. And one wonders whether he'll stay in the U.S.
Well, that's actually... everyone thinks he'll just go start his TV station and live in Mar-a-Lago down in Florida. And
isn't there a serious suggestion that he could well be facing prosecution on certain things?
Yes, absolutely.
So he wouldn't be looking forward to that, obviously.
No.
So is there a scenario where he might call Mike Pence in and say, Mike, congratulations, you are the president, and your first job is to totally exonerate me from any past or future charges.
Yeah, he can't really exonerate him from future charges. That wouldn't fly, but that's an idea that's been floated. Certainly, people have been talking about the list of individuals that he might pardon, including himself.
Look, I hope that things do remain calm, and I do understand how you feel.
And I hope that, I mean, for the most part, individuals waited as patiently as they could and through this last week. And I think that's human nature. And individuals, the public, seems to be accepting where we are, including Trump supporters. And, you know, they're not happy, but they get it. It will turn out okay, but it could be quite messy. The proverbial excrement hitting the inclined rotating plane.
Yes, that's definitely going down.
That's what will happen if the Electoral College vote on December 14th doesn't represent our actual voting.
Right. Sounds good.
Kristen Henning there, reporting from Minneapolis.
This is the Travel Writer Show on J Air 88 FM in Melbourne.